Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps says a missile strike on Daesh positions in Syria was a warning to terrorists and their supporters. IRGC spokesman Ramazan Sharif says those who are fighting terrorism have hailed Iran's operation. A large number of terrorists were killed in Syria after their positions were targeted by several missiles on Sunday. Australia has temporarily halted its airstrikes in Iraq and Syria following the shooting down of a Syrian jet by the U.S. Canberra says a decision was made as a precautionary measure. It also says that it's closely monitoring the situation in Syria. One person is killed in a bombing near the Bahraini capital. Meanwhile, police made several arrests in connection with another bombing outside the capital that killed a policeman and wounded two others Sunday night. That blast happened in Daraz, the home of prominent Shia cleric Sheikh Isa Hassan. Data released by Israel's Central Bureau of Statistics shows construction of settler units in the occupied West Bank has soared by 70% between April 2016 and March 2017. Israeli watchdog Peace Now has criticized Tel Aviv for pressing ahead with settlement expansion despite international outcry. The British government is accused of raising disproportionate alarm about what it calls Islamic extremism and overlooking a surge in far-right terrorism. Newly revealed data shows 35% of the people arrested in Britain on suspicion of terrorism last year were members of far-right groups. That's a 10% rise compared to 2015. Britain's economy is expected to slow in the coming years. The Confederation of British Industry says the UK is expected to see steady but subdued economic growth over the next year. It blames the projected economic downturn on domestic political turmoil and the impact of Brexit. And U.S. police officers have fatally shot a pregnant black woman at her apartment in the city of Seattle. The police shot Charlena Lyles in front of several children, claiming that she had a knife. The victim's family says the shooting was unjustified and that police could confront her with less lethal force. And the murder of a Muslim girl in the U.S. state of Virginia sparked outrage among Muslim communities across the country. The teenage girl was walking to a mosque in Virginia when she was beaten to death. Police have ruled out hate crime as a motivation for the incident.